The Lagos State Governor, Mr. Babajide Sanwo-Olu, on Monday, commissioned Babafemi Dada with a bridge and the Yinka Folarin, Jamie Olawal and Shalom Academy network of roads in the Alamosho local government area of Lagos. The governor said the commissioning of the project is another fulfillment of his administration's commitment to fostering sustainable development through the continuous provision of efficient infrastructure, as well as a testament to the enduring partnership between the government and the people of Lagos State. The project, commissioned by Governor Sanwo-Olu, comprises a bridge and a network of four roads with a total length of 1.8 kilometers, including a 250-meter-long deck on a pile with a 9-meter-wide semi-rigid pavement finish. The infrastructure is further enhanced by the installation of solar-powered streetlights. It provides safe and accessible motorable routes for the Igondo Iyobo community and surrounding settlements. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony attended by the Deputy Governor, Dr. Obafemi Hamzat, Senator representing Lagos West, Senator Olaranti Adebule, members of the State Executive Council and the Lagos State House of Assembly, traditional, religious and political leaders, among others, Governor Sanwo-Olu expressed confidence that the delivery of the projects will further enhance economic achievements in the Alamosho area of the state. The governor said the critical infrastructure project delivered on schedule reflected his administration's dedication to improving the lives of Lagosians through purposeful governance. In his words, "This achievement underscores our administration's resolve to back our words with action. For the good people of Alamosho, this is not just a road and bridge, it is a reaffirmation of our commitment to building infrastructure that serves both immediate needs and long-term growth. One of the fundamental needs in Lagos State is road infrastructure, which significantly impacts the health, welfare, and productivity of our people. This is why traffic management and transportation was made the first pillar of the THEMES Plus agenda. Adequate and high-quality infrastructure remains a critical challenge for any responsive government, and we have risen to meet that challenge. This infrastructure provides safe and efficient access while opening the access for economic development, linking Lasu Iba and Kondo's roads. This project aligns with the state's Strategic Transportation Master Plan, ensuring inclusiveness, accessibility, and sustainability. With its completion, we have improved the drainage network, addressed perennial flooding, and created jobs for over 342 individuals directly while generating opportunities for numerous others indirectly. Professionals, including engineers, quality assurance experts, suppliers, administrative staff, artisans, and unskilled laborers, have all benefited from this initiative. Allied industries, such as cement, steel, and solar light manufacturers, have also experienced economic growth. This infrastructure supports our broader vision of stimulating local economies and creating a framework for sustained growth. By reducing commute times and costs, the bridge and road network will enhance the quality of life for residents and promote productivity. The project represents a significant leap forward in improving transportation, fostering economic activity, and ensuring the equitable distribution of infrastructure. Governor Sanwo-Olu also charged the residents to take ownership of the project. "I urge residents to take pride in this achievement and charge the CDAs to commit to its maintenance and responsible use. I want you to see this project as your own because you are the direct beneficiaries of its dividends. I see you as our partners in this journey of state building, and we value your cooperation and feedback on this and other projects," he said. Meanwhile, in his welcome address, the special advisor to the governor on infrastructure, Engr. Olufemi Daramola, said the construction and commissioning of the bridge and network of roads stands as another milestone in Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu's administration's commitment to infrastructure development that enhances the socio-economic well-being of Lagos residents. Daramola said with the successful completion of the Babafemi Dada with bridge and the Yinka Folarin, Jamie Olawal and Shalom Academy networks of roads, the Lagos state government has improved connectivity and alleviated traffic congestion, fostering economic growth and development in the Igondo-Iyobo axis. He said, "Previously, traveling from Iyobo to Igondo via Egbeda took an hour. Now it only takes 15 minutes. Additionally, the new road offers a shorter and more efficient route for motorists connecting LASU Iba Road with Candoz in Ayobo and the neighboring Ayatoro-Lefenwa area in Ogun State. Projects like this transform our state's landscape and improve the quality of life for all Lagosians. It is very commendable that the incumbent administration made the achievement possible despite inflation and other economic challenges. Speaking during the event, Senator Atabule, the chairman of the Lagos State House of Assembly Committee on Works and Infrastructure, HUN. Desmond Elliott, his counterparts, HUN. Jim Oworolope, Alamasho I, HUN. Kahinde Joseph and Anagondo of Igondo, Obalasisi Gabatamosi, commended Governor Sanwo-Olu for the landmark project. It would be recalled that before the intervention of the Babajide Sanwo-Olu administration, the previous infrastructure at the location was a wooden bridge, which residents and motorists paid a toll fee to move from Ayobo to Igondo despite the high risk and long travel time.